Nutic. Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to create the content. So the stuff you see on the front page of the site was put there by listeners just like you. And the top two stories on the front page of the website are about the Silk Road. And I have to say, it's one of the saddest days for the marketplace thus far in 2013.
Are you talking about the verdict reached in the Michael Jackson's death trial? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the Silk Road, I said. the Silk Road, which is a black market, or was a black market site that allowed for the trading of basically anything except for firearms. You could get all kinds of illegal drugs, fake IDs, various different interesting, unique products that you cannot find on Amazon.com through the Silk Road. And we've been talking about the Silk Road since we first heard about it back in 2011 on this program. Because I was amazed by the fact that this place existed. It has had its imitators. In fact, it was just like a week ago, or two at the most, that we were talking about how their competitor, Atlantis, has closed its doors.
Why did they? Because I was away when that happened. Do we know why?
The answer that they gave to folks when they put... the way the Atlantis site shut down, they gave them a week. They gave their users a week to pull their funds from the site. So they didn't just disappear.
Right.
And they said there were security-related issues.
I wonder whether they got a warning.
Who knows?
I mean, I don't know why. I guess... Okay, so here, I'm going to wax conspiratorial for a second, that if the federal government wants to, you know, hang somebody from a tree, that person would be the Dread Pirate Roberts of Silk Road, and that Atlantis and maybe the pretenders out there weren't on their radar or of interest to them. So maybe they had some kind of in on Atlantis, too, which, by the way, was a very pretty sight.
Yeah, it looked good. Or maybe Atlantis was run by the feds as some sort of plot to acquire user information from similar people that might have already had accounts on the Silk Road. Who knows?
Who knows?
Very strange timing that Atlantis would shut down literally a week or so before Silk Road is
World's full
raided.
Of strange timing, though, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So the Silk Road was an amazing feat. And, of course, the fact that it has been shut down, we can talk more about the circumstances surrounding that and who the alleged operator was here in a moment. But the fact that it has been shut down, of course, will not mean the end of the online black market. If anything, it'll mean that whoever it is that becomes the number one site next will hopefully have covered their trail a little bit better. And this is, it's fascinating. I spent time reading through this lengthy indictment, this federal indictment from written by an agent of the FBI today, just so I could get, you know, all the details. I didn't want to just rely on the news media's reporting here, and you know, I wanted to see what the actual story was according to their side of it. Obviously, we haven't heard the side of Dread Pirate Roberts or the man who is currently accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts.
He's in a jail cell.
He is, and he's expected to have a bail hearing on Friday morning.
I don't think he'll get it.
I don't expect he's going to get bail. If he does, it's going to be a very, very high dollar amount. And so there's news here. The first place I saw it was RT, so I'm going to go ahead and give them the story credit here. Authorities have arrested a man in San Francisco accused of operating an underground website that allowed users to purchase guns and drugs. That's not true. You couldn't buy guns there. You could on their sister site, The Armory, which they started up for a while, tried to run with it, but it didn't really go anywhere, so they shut it down.
Yeah, they had like rocket-propelled grenades, RPGs, and that sort of thing on that Armory site.
When I went and looked at it, they had like two guns, and that was it.
Oh, well, nothing. I guess I heard that when I didn't actually look at the Armory site. I shouldn't be reporting it like I did. What I'm saying is that, you know, that's what they talked about having, and I can't imagine how you would send that. Like, if you wanted to send a few pills to somebody in a package, you can see how you can put that in a box and pack it into some stuff and hide it and get it to someone. A rocket-propelled grenade?
It's a lot harder. Yeah.
How are you going to get that to me?
Well, some were saying that guns were being disassembled and then the parts were being sent with the armory sales, so that way you wouldn't get the whole gun in one package, for instance. I don't know how that would work with a rocket-propelled grenade.
Right. I don't know either.
But as I say, I didn't see anything like that when I was on the site. That doesn't mean it wasn't there at some point. And it also doesn't mean that whoever was posting that wasn't a scam artist trying to just get a bunch of money from somebody.
Right.
So more to the story, Ross William Ulbricht, a 29-year-old graduate of the University of Pennsylvania School of Materials Science and Engineering, known by the online alias as Dread Pirate Roberts, was the man alleged as running the website that allowed people to purchase drugs from around the world using encrypted digital currency that we like to call bitcoins. He was arrested by the FBI on Tuesday for his alleged involvement in the Silk Road online marketplace. It was shut down following Ulbricht's arrest yesterday. On Tuesday, a sealed complaint dated September 27th was unearthed by security researcher Brian Krebs, in which Ulbricht is accused of narcotics trafficking conspiracy, computer hacking conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, and more. And I did read through the entire indictment today, so I'm somewhat familiar with the circumstances of his arrest. According to prosecutors, Ulbricht aided in the trafficking of controlled substances from January of 2011 up until last week. Now, this is an interesting detail, because if you recall, it was a few weeks ago that we read a Forbes news article on the show. Were you here for that, Mark?
Yes.
So we read this Forbes piece, and Nemi is joining us as well. Good evening.
Hi, guys.
We read this Forbes piece, which was purported to be an interview with Dread Pirate Roberts that the interviewer from Forbes conducted via the messaging system on the Silk Road website. Dread Pirate Roberts said in that interview that he was the second Dread Pirate Roberts. That the first, the original Dread Pirate Roberts, had sold him the site because he allegedly had found security holes in the original site, and rather than exploit those security holes and take advantage of, you know, whatever, download, grab someone's bitcoins or steal user info or whatever you would use that security hole for, rather than do that, he alerted the original Dread Pirate Roberts to the security hole. The original Dread Pirate Roberts became trusting towards this new guy, and eventually, when he was ready to retire, sold the new guy his website. That was the story. But according to the FBI's report, it sounds like Dread Pirate Roberts was the same Dread Pirate Roberts from beginning to end, which I think is kind of interesting. It makes me wonder, you know, what's the real story here? Was there really an initial different Dread Pirate Roberts?
Or is the government wrong and mistaken? I don't think it would really make a difference. If you were Dread Pirate Roberts for a week or for 3 years, it really wouldn't make a difference as far as your sentence goes. Would you agree?
That's probably true, but and I don't remember exactly what month the Silk Road began, but I think it was somewhere in early 2011, and this says he was the DPR from January 2011 through last week. I don't recall hearing about Silk Road existing before 2011. So if it did, if there was an original Dread Pirate Roberts, it would mean that he was on before January of 2011. So I'd like to get a little bit more detail on the timeline on the creation of the Silk Road. When did it go online? I imagine Wikipedia probably has that answer about the Silk Road. So anyway, through government investigation, authorities determined that several thousand drug dealers used Silk Road to distribute hundreds of kilograms of illegal drugs to over 100,000 buyers, laundering hundreds of millions of dollars in the process. I actually pulled some of the numbers out of the indictment here. As of the bust of the website, nearly 1 million people, over 900,000 people, were registered users. Now, that doesn't mean they're all individuals, because someone could have more than one registered account with the site. But there were over 900,000 registered accounts on the site.
Wow.
They found that from February of 2011 through July of 2013, which they purport to be the bulk of the time the site was online, there were 1.2 million transactions involving nearly 147,000 buyers and 3,800 dealers. That's a lot of people, a lot of drugs, a lot of transactions. What was the total number of bitcoins transacted? Well, according to the FBI's info, Nearly 10 million bitcoins were transacted on the site throughout its existence. And of that
$1 billion?
Of that 10 million bitcoins, Silk Road scooped up about $614,000 in commissions. $614,000 bitcoins.
60 million?
It comes out to about 80 million in current numbers. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. More on the Silk Road next.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control, toll free here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We'll talk more about the Silk Road crackdown. They have arrested a man they claim is the Silk Road operator Dread Pirate Roberts. We will continue with that discussion. Also take your calls and get your thoughts on the matter. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can go and grab archives of Free Talk Live. Just go to freetalklive.com and click and download as many episodes as you'd like. They go back all the way to late 2006. All free at freetalklive.com. You know what else is free? There's a free account waiting for you at proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get signed up for their free account, and ProXPN will keep everything you do online hidden from prying eyes. It'll disguise your physical location and give you unfettered access to any website or web service, no matter where you live or to where you travel. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go get signed up and get their free account. Now, it is somewhat limited. You do have limited bandwidth, and you do you cannot use torrents over the free account version of ProXPN. But when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you get unlimited bandwidth, and you get torrents. You can run anything you want over the premium account on ProXPN. And with our discount code, which is FTL20, you get 20% off the lifetime of your account. You can apply that code, FTL20, to either the monthly plan or the yearly plan. And if you do it to the yearly plan, the price breaks down to about $5 a month. It's an incredible deal for ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that works with virtually any internet connection on Mac, Windows, Linux. There's even apps for iPhone and Android. And it makes it so your web browsing, your torrenting, your instant messaging, everything is unable to be seen by somebody who's sniffing out Wi-Fi packets, by somebody at your internet service provider. This is an important program, and it does an amazing job of it. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And by the way, your one account you can use on all of your devices. It's not like you have to keep buying accounts for each computer that you have. It's an incredible deal. proxpn.com/FTL. TL to get signed up, and then use our code when you're ready to buy it. It's FTL20 to save 20%. John is in Carson, Nevada, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I was, of course, very disappointed to hear about Dread Pirate Roberts being captured today, because, of course, I think that the Silk Road as a free market was a tremendous thing to be out there. There was one part of the story, though, that I thought raised an important moral question. Forbes reported that Dread Pirate Roberts had taken out a hit contract on someone who was trying to extort money from him. At least this is what the feds are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it raises the interesting question of you know, the position that someone like Dread Pirate Roberts in, who is doing something that I think we all think is legitimate, that he's making an honest living. But being in a black market, he's totally vulnerable to a rat like this who says, look, I have your information, and unless you give me, you know, $40 million, I'm gonna turn you over to the Fed. So he's really faced with the option of either giving up the Silk Road and shutting it down or turning over all the profits, or silencing the rat. And, you know, I wonder what you guys think about, you know, what someone should do when faced with that choice.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Although, just a point of clarification, I don't believe the extraction demand was $40 million. I'd have to pull up the file again here and take
it. You could tell by his tone of his voice, he was just making a number up.
Right. I just want to make sure it's clear. There was a guy who demanded money. He had claimed to have acquired information on several of the site's users by hacking the computer of one of the sellers on the site, was the claim. The man did provide information to verify the claim that, yes, in fact, he did have some user information that, you know, so he was telling the truth about that. But then ultimately, Dread Pirate Roberts asked for the information because the guy who wanted money claimed he needed it to pay off his drug suppliers. So Dread Pirate Roberts said, well, get your drug supplier on here and have him talk to me. So then the alleged drug supplier shows up and talks to Dread Pirate Roberts, and Dread Pirate Roberts makes a deal with the alleged drug supplier to put a hit on the person who is trying to extort Dread Pirate Roberts. And he ends up paying the alleged drug supplier $150,000 to do the alleged hit on the guy who had originally contacted Dread Pirate Roberts. You follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so thing is, the feds investigated with the help of the Canadian Mounted Police, because the alleged accounts were in Canada. And they researched it, and they found out that there was no man by the name that, you know, of whatever was provided as the target for the hit living in the area in which the hit was supposed to take place. And beyond that, there was no murder that had taken place in that area within, you know, the time frame specified.
If you put out a hit out of a person you've never met who doesn't exist, have you put out a hit at all?
Oh, boy.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it does bring up several questions.
If you think there's a person in a cardboard box and you shove a sword through the cardboard box mm-hmm. with the intention of slaying that person,
is that attempted murder?
Is that attempted murder?
Well, it seems clear that there was at least some person who was trying to do evil to Dread Pirate Robert, right? Someone
yes.
who was threatening him with grave harm by turning him over to the feds.
Well, I don't know if he said he was going to turn him over to the feds. The extortion threat was that if Dread Pirate Roberts did not pay the extortion demands, this person would turn over not to the feds but post publicly the information about. Well, no, he wasn't. He doesn't have Dread Pirate Roberts information. He had information about some of the users of the site. So allegedly, Dread Pirate Roberts was going through this effort to protect his site's users, not even himself, in this particular case. So the threat was that this info would be released publicly. And I think what ended up, my speculation, and this was my immediate thought when I read about this, was the person who was trying to extort him and the alleged person who was the hitman were the same person. So I think that's basically what happened, was he managed to get Dread Pirate Roberts to hand over a little bit less than he'd originally demanded and, you know, provided some sort of picture of a grisly death to Dread Pirate Roberts as proof of the alleged hit being carried out.
From Rotten.com?
Who knows? And Dread Pirate Roberts did claim in messages with this individual that he had also had a hit pulled previously for $80,000. So this was allegedly not his first hired hit. So whether or not he has ever successfully hit anybody is another question. But I agree with you, Mark. That is a good question. It certainly seems to me like that's attempted murder. If you think you're hiring someone to kill somebody,
it smacks of it. It's kind of interesting. I don't know what the law would say on that point. But, John, to your point, if somebody is threatening to turn over information about you to some organization that is foreseeably going to attempt to steal your liberty for the rest of your life, and you have done nothing wrong, that person, in my opinion, is attempting to initiate force upon you. Is initiating force.
I would agree with that.
He's threatening force.
Yep.
John, thanks for the call tonight. Oh, okay, if you've got one, you want to hang on? You can hang on. You're welcome to. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The other thing, though, the other real kind of iffy thing about this is, how did he really know who the person was anyway that he was ordering a hit on? How do you know that's the person who's trying to extort you? It's Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here. We're talking about the man alleged to be Dread Pirate Roberts. Dread Pirate Roberts was the person who was the man behind the Silk Road. Probably the world's most successful, largest black market ever known to man.
I don't think he's going to see the light of day for a long time.
Gosh, I hope you're wrong about that. It would be interesting to get an interview with him, and it would be even more interesting if the people on Reddit are successful and they can pull off a jury nullification campaign for him, although I highly doubt you'll be able to convince the kind of jurors they like to find for cases like this that this man should be found not guilty. I certainly would vote not guilty if I were on his
jury. There's no evidence he ever touched a drug.
Doesn't matter, Mark. He's not charged with that. He's charged with facilitating, basically, the fact that people could buy and sell drugs through the Silk Road. They've basically done their best to connect him to the operation, the intimate operation of the website. They're pointing out that he knew exactly what was being sold on his site, so it's not like he just put this site up and I don't know what's on there. So those are the allegations involved. Some of the allegations involved. Money laundering, of course, is involved here as well. But we had John in Nevada bring up a point that we hadn't gotten to yet, but I did want to touch on, which was about the murder or the alleged hit that Dread Pirate Roberts had purchased on someone who was supposedly extorting him. And, Mark, you had suggested that, well, this extortion is a threat against him, and so therefore he has a right to defend himself, right? So
I do. I think that you have the right to defend yourself against somebody who's threatening you.
And Dread Pirate Roberts is somebody who was a big liberty-minded person. He had a Mises Institute link on his signature, apparently, on the Silk Road forums. And by coincidence, the man they're accusing of being Dread Pirate Roberts also links to the Mises Institute on his LinkedIn profile and in other places. So we know that this guy was a pro-liberty dude. The Forbes interview that they did with him reveals he's a very principled individual who was looking to spread the ideals of the free market and liberty. And, I mean, whenever he speaks of those concepts, you can tell he's educated on those matters. So you would think that he would not be just aggressing against anybody, but maybe there's something I'm misunderstanding about my understanding of what happened with this hit. But I don't see how he could have verified that the target of the hit was, in point of fact, the target that he wanted, in that the person who was threatening him, the person who was saying, I'm going to release information on your site's users if you don't pay me, well, that person was indeed the individual that he talked to hire the hit, and there's a good chance that it was the same person, then they just supplied a name and an address. And if there really was a hit hired, that could have been the wrong person. They could have used that information to try to get a hit out on somebody that was their enemy rather than themselves. So,
you know, I want to take over Free Talk Live. I say, it's Ian! Ian's the guy who's trying to get you.
Oh, right. You would, if you were the person who was threatening Dread Pirate Roberts.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm just pointing out that you could have anybody killed at this point.
Well, that's just the thing. The police are claiming that this individual who was the alleged hit target did not actually exist. So no one was hit. No one, at least by that name, living in the area in which the hit was supposed to occur. No one was actually hit. So does that mean that Dread Pirate Roberts didn't do any investigating whatsoever to say, you know, to verify that this person even existed? I mean, if you were going to call a hit out on somebody, wouldn't you want to know that you were getting at least a person, if not the right person?
Right. Wouldn't you want to do one of these white pages searches and pay the 99 cents?
Right.
I mean, for God's sake.
So something doesn't really line up there. Now, just to point out, they did get this information. They claim, the FBI agent claims, he got this information by reading through Dread Pirate Roberts' messages on the Silk Road website, and that of all of the messages that he had, this was one of them where, you know, was this conversation between these people about ordering this hit. So, I don't know, it's just fascinating. And again, we're taking the Fed's word for it here,
well,
and
for me,
how valid that is.
The most important question on this is Bitcoins.
The price dropped dramatically today and then rose about halfway up past where it dropped.
Right. I mean, Bitcoins are basically at $125 a piece.
So they're down about 20 bucks today.
Yeah, they were about 25 today from, you know, maybe 145 to down to maybe 118 and up to 125. And it just shows to me, what it shows is the resilience. Of course, we can look at the Bitcoin market and we can see that it is affected by news just like every other market out there. If you say that there is a new swine flu out that kills piglets, you can believe that pork bellies are going to shoot up. So, I mean, you know, all commodity markets are moved by news, but I was just amazed at the resilience of the Bitcoin market in this certain circumstance.
You thought it was going to drop further?
I did. I thought it could go way down. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So it bounced back. Looks like Bitcoin's fine with this news. I found that interesting. Dread Pirate Roberts wasn't nabbed because of a problem with Bitcoins. People are saying that, you know, the $3.6 million that the Feds got from Dread Pirate Roberts shows that Bitcoins, I thought it was impossible for Bitcoins to get seized. Well, in this certain circumstances, they were, what, active on the site or something?
They seized the site. The $3.5 million in Bitcoins that he had on his site were still in the system there. Now, again, he's earned $80 million worth of Bitcoins from the site over 2 years. So that leaves about $75 million worth of Bitcoins that have been moved off of the site and have been put in whatever kind of cold storage or wherever it is he's keeping.
Well, it sounds like he's got some money for his defense. I hope he's able to access
it. If he's able to get to it or give someone instructions on how to do it without being heard by the jail.
And I've read the stories on how he got nabbed, and basically he got nabbed because of his own lack of vigilance when it came to online security. I'm sorry about that. I hope the best for him, but that's not really my concern in this circumstance. I know that there's going to be a new Silk Road that comes out. I know it's going to be put out there by one of these geniuses of cryptography that is going to pwn them like noobs. And they're not going to be able to get the next guy, or they'll grab them along the way. They grab drug dealers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that amazing of a thing, but nothing has been shown as a weakness in Tor. Nothing's been shown as a weakness in Bitcoin.
Hold on a second, Mark. I don't know if I'm not sure about Tor, because it was just this summer where they took down Freedom Hosting on Tor.
Freedom Hosting wasn't a weakness in Tor.
How did they find Freedom Hosting? How did they find the Silk Road server in the indictment? In the indictment, the FBI claims, and there's no real explanation for it, they claim that they were able to, through an agreement with another police department, so it might have been a server in another jurisdiction, to gain access to the Silk Road server and image the server. They copied the entirety of the server to their own systems and were able to go through every aspect of it, every bit of code. How did they find the server? How did they target that? That's the thing I don't understand. I was not able to glean that information from the indictment. Maybe there's some sort of Tor expert, some kind of security whiz that can explain this to me. But if Tor is as rock solid as is claimed to be, how did they find the server in the first place? Because if they couldn't find the server and image it, they wouldn't have been able to catch this guy.
What I have here from Forbes says the complaint also mentions security mistakes, including an IP address for a VPN server used by Albright.
That was
in the code on Silk Road.
That was in the code, but if they hadn't been able to find the Silk Road server, they wouldn't have been able to read the code.
Gotcha.
So what was happening was, let me explain what you saw there a little bit further. He had, for whatever, this seems like a mistake, but he had coded in a specific IP address from which he could log into the site without having to use a password. Why he would do that, I don't know. And so people were, and I don't mean log into the site, I mean log into the server. So apparently he was getting into his server that was running this hidden service on Tor through the regular internet. So the server itself was accessible through the internet if you knew how to get to it, as only the operator would. More coming back in moments. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. And if you'd like, you can get interactive with the bulletin board system. Other listeners are there, and you can find that over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Well, it looks like Bitcoins are at a little bit of a discount right now. They're at about 125. I think 123 is what they are at the moment, down from 145 today. If you want to get some Bitcoins and do it, you ought to do it quick. It's cashintocoins.com. That's cashintocoins.com. And this site is pretty much the only way to turn your cash currently into Bitcoins. You can go to any Wells Fargo or Bank of America or credit unions that have shared branching. You need to know that magic term, shared branching, in order to use credit unions to turn cash into coins. But just go to the site, follow their setup. You know, the first time there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but after that, it just takes moments, really, to turn your cash into Bitcoins. They're legal. I think today's a day worth mentioning that. They're registered money changers with the U.S. government currently. They've maybe the only legal way to buy Bitcoins for cash in the U.S., and you don't have to worry about trusting an anonymous third party or website with your money. As a MSB, all of the finances are documented. Each transaction must be accounted for, and they have to undergo periodic third-party audits at least once a year, though they do theirs every 4 months. It's cashintocoins.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, take your calls. We're talking about Dread Pirate Roberts, or the man they're accusing of being Dread Pirate Roberts. His name is Ross Ulbricht, and he was allegedly living in San Francisco at the time that he was arrested, apparently while at a public library yesterday. He's in some sort of federal detention center until Friday, when he will have a bail hearing, and we will hopefully find out more about what happens to him then. We'll talk more about the evidence they supposedly have against him. How was it that he got caught? And one of my big questions is, how did they find the server in the first place to where they could then image the entire Silk Road server? How did that happen? I can read from the actual indictment what the language is that they use in there, and I'll do that in a moment. But let's go first to an anonymous caller on Skype. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. It's nice to be called anonymous. That's kind of a compliment.
What's on your mind there?
I just want to talk, you know, Dread Pirate Roberts, you know, I've had legal stuff that's gone on, and I think you guys have been around this and in situations like this long enough to know that if the feds want you, if they decide they're going to come after you, they're going to make up or frame you. So, you know, we don't really know if any of this is really true. I mean, none of it could be true. I recently had to go to court and some firearms charges, which was completely bogus and is going to be acquitted here in about a month. But it's been hell and $30,000 of attorney fees.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you're damn right. It's keeping me from New Hampshire. Well, they were saying things about me like, oh, he's a Free State Project participant, and which is a known anti-authoritarian group. That's what the DA said. And then, I mean, it's insane. But the things that they make up, and I think if I say any more, I can probably, you know, I'll probably risk something. But, you know, they make stuff up all the time. If they want somebody, I mean, look at Sacco and Vanzetti. There's a story right there. You know, I mean, that's you know, it goes on and on and on ad infinitum. They'll make up stuff. So it doesn't matter if they decide they don't like the guy because he's found a way to get past the gang, which is the government, the gang's little schemes to, you know, for their revenue. You know, they're going to make stuff up about the guy and make him look like a horrible bastard.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly true that they may have made up the allegations about the murder-for-hire situation. Who knows what level of veracity there is to this? But one thing we know is for sure, you can't get on the Silk Road right now. So it's not like they've made up busting the Silk. It's not like Silk Road is still operating and the feds are saying, ah, we got Dread Pirate Roberts, and, you know, and holding this guy up. Now, if you go to the Silk Road Onion website through the Tor service, there's a huge graphic that comes up saying the site's been seized by the feds. So they definitely got to, unless this is some big crazy hoax, they definitely got to the server and they took it down. And that means that they were doing forensic analysis on this server, and they did, you know, try to track somebody down for it. Whether they've got the right guy or not is remains to be seen.
Well, I don't know if we'll... I don't trust them anyway.
No, I don't either, but, you know, the site's really down. I mean, that's not bogus.
Yeah, it just seems to me that the older I get, the less I believe about anything. You know, a wise man told me one time when I was about 18 years old, I asked him, what do I believe? And he said to me, of everything you hear, believe 10%. And of that 10%, believe one-tenth. And of that one-tenth of that 10%, believe 1% of that. And of that 1%, believe absolutely nothing.
Thanks.
So anyway, guys, it could all be bull crap, and they could have made this all up. And
well, it'll be interesting to hear what Ross Ulbricht has to say when he's able to get his first interview. And I thank you for the call tonight, anonymous listener. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you may connect with us on Skype, as the anonymous caller did there. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here's the actual excerpt from the indictment. This is page 14 of the 39-page indictment. Volume of business activity reflected on Silk Road servers, item number 22. During the course of this investigation, the FBI has located a number of computer servers, both in the United States and in multiple foreign countries, associated with the operation of Silk Road. In particular, the FBI has located in a certain foreign country the server used to host Silk Road's website. Pursuant to a mutual legal assistance treaty request, an image of the Silk Road web server was made on or about July 23rd of 2013 and produced thereafter to the FBI. From personally participating in the forensic analysis of the image of the Silk Road web server, I have confirmed that the Silk Road hosts a large volume of user activity and processes a huge number of financial transactions on a daily basis. And then he goes into some of the numbers, which I shared with you earlier, about almost a million registered users and how they had over 10 million bitcoins transacted over the lifetime of the site, 147,000 buyers, 3,800 dealers. So that gives you almost no information about how the FBI located the server. That's what I'd really like to know. How did that happen? Is there some kind of hole in Tor? Is, you know, Tor is supposedly was created by the Navy, by the government.
Right.
So, but then again, it's also an open source thing. So how could there be a backdoor, or
if anybody had the resources to get through Tor, it would be the United States government. But at this point, we don't have any evidence. The techie guys that I have read say there's no problem with Tor.
Okay,
so I don't. I mean, all you can do in this world is sort of take the authority of people who are experts in a particular area.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to hear from somebody who is more technically security minded or has expertise on this. Because I just don't understand how did you just find the server? How did that happen? How did you find multiple servers that were operating this service? Because that was what was the linchpin for them, was being able to download an image of the entire Silk Road web server and then dig around through that to the point where they were able to, through some very interesting detective work, find out who they claim Dread Pirate Roberts to be. And I can summarize it for you, but there's another piece here at Slate.com called The Boneheaded Mistake That Brought Down an Online Drug Dealing Empire. We'll explain how it was that he was caught here in moments. The FBI says, by the way, according to RT, that law enforcement agents participating in the Silk Road probe made over 100 individual undercover drug deals from Silk Road vendors since November of 2011. Sellers say authorities came from no fewer than 10 foreign countries. By relying on users to conduct deals through anonymizing software and with the encrypted Bitcoin digital currency, Silk Road has made waves since 2011 as an online hub for illegal activity. And prior to being shut down, customers, computers savvy enough to navigate through the site, were presented with a plethora of products to be purchased using Bitcoin. The FBI...
It wasn't that difficult to navigate through the site, but I might not have been able to do it without help from the outside.
So all told, the site has generated sales revenue totaling over 9.5 million Bitcoins. The FBI estimates roughly $1.2 billion in sales. So, more coming up here in moments. How was it that they ended up catching him? Because we know they had the server, but what mistakes did he make to tie himself to the personality of Dread Pirate Roberts? We'll share some of that here with you in moments, or what the allegations are. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Harvard Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.